The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
They have the stage all to themselves tonight. Class 4A sub-state semifinals around the state of Iowa. And that includes our big one in sub-state number 3 here tonight as we get ready for a Mississippi Valley Conference rematch, as it will be the Cedar Falls Tigers coming down to take on the Cedar Rapids Prairie Hawks. And welcome in to Prairie, Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn as we get ready to bring you the action of this one here tonight. They met back on December the 13th of 2016. And it was a Cedar Falls two-point win, 60-58, behind 32 points from super point guard A.J. Green that night that propelled the Tigers to the victory. And these two teams pretty much dead even coming into the sub-state semifinal. Prairie, the number 2 seed in the sub-state. Cedar Falls coming in at number 3. The Tigers 15-7, and the Prairie Hawks at 14-7. Phil, when the sub-states came out, and the groupings of 6, we were kind of trying to figure out who was going to be the top seed, second, third, and fourth, the way it all played out. And we're going to see it all played out, not on paper, but on the court now tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a terrific basketball game based upon what we've seen on paper, as well as that first game that we were here to see that. We were fortunate enough to see that game during the regular season where Cedar Falls got a two-point victory. A.J. Green played very, very good at the end of that ball game as well. He's kind of the X factor when you look at this here tonight. But we got two teams that want to keep this season going. Two teams that have had very, very good seasons up to this point. Prairie, maybe a little bit more of a surprise. Cedar Falls coming into this one this year. Everybody thought they were going to be the team and going to be one of the top teams. Prairie was the surprise team. We'll get to see who keeps their season going after this evening.
Of course, these teams guard heavy. Cedar Falls is going to have the height advantage in this one here tonight, though, for the Tigers. Of course, 6'7 and 6'4, two more 6'3s. And for Prairie, they've got, of course, the sharpshooters from the outside. And the Prairie Hawks also have the home court advantage in this one here tonight. Max Mitrejas, Griff Clark leading the Prairie Hawks. Although Griff, a little bit dinged up, going to go tonight, of course. Nothing small is going to keep him out of the lineup, but not quite 100% tonight for Prairie.
No, I think he's got I don't know if it's a contusion or a bruise, what you would call it, Charlie Horse, kind of in that thigh area above the knees, above the knee. And I suppose they've been doing some treatment on it, and supposedly it's nothing that it's going to get any worse with play. It just might be a little bit uncomfortable. Tough kid, I'm sure he'll play right through it.
And of course for Cedar Falls, they're being led by A.J. Green, the All-State point guard, still only a junior, multiple offers, you name it, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa State, UNI of course, and saw his father Kyle Green, UNI assistant behind us as they came in a little bit earlier on tonight, averaging 22 points a game, 43% three-point land, and 47% from the field for A.J. Green, but they've got more than that. They've got Ben Gurnis, and of course, Mr. Everything for Cedar Falls, Isaiah Johnson, who was a terrific rebounder, just a stat sheet stuffer, if you will, at 6'3 for the Cedar Falls team.
Yeah, and those are the kids that stepped up a little bit when A.J. Green was out with his hand injury. He missed a couple games down the stretch, and he's playing tonight with a brace on that shooting hand. But kids like that stepped up and got some more minutes. They got some more action. Logan Wolf is another one to keep an eye on out there. He's the young sophomore who's played very well, 6'3 sophomore, averaging about 7 points a ball game. But he's a good player, too, for them out there. And I tell you, what's Cedar Falls? And when this one gets tipped up here in a few minutes, I think it's going to be every possession is going to be contested as we go up and down the court.
For the Prairie Hawks, of course, a lot depends on the three-point shooting. Prairie, they take 23 threes per game on the year, and they make 42%. The other big thing for Prairie, you got to get them to the free throw line, and if they have a lead at the end, they're pretty much going to hold it because they shoot 82% as a team. Yes, 82% as a team from the free throw line. Prairie averaging almost 70 points per game. I think we're going to have an up-tempo game in this one tonight, and if Prairie can shoot from the perimeter, their chances go up.
Yeah, and sometimes when you get to tournament play, the scores come down a little bit. The teams become a little more conservative. Maybe they get a little tighter on their shooting and that sort of stuff. But I think this one does really have a chance to be a more of a up-and-down type game where we get a lot of possessions and hopefully a lot of points on the board going both ways. But you talked about Prairie shooting free throws. All five of they got five kids out there, Scott, that shoot 80% or better from the free throw line. Five of them. So, yeah, they are deadly from the line. That's a big weapon for them.
Max Smith-Drejos leading Prairie with 16.9 points per game. Point guard Griff Clark at 15.6. And maybe the X factor in this one tonight, Jake Eilers. Seems when Jake plays well, Prairie plays well.
Yeah, and he's normally you're going to think, okay, he's going to make his living behind the three-point line catching and shooting. We saw a couple games down the stretch, though, where they run some set plays with him on the block. He's got decent size, Scott. He's 6'4". I think he might even be a little taller than that when you look at him out there. But he can post up when he wants to and when he needs to. Maybe we see a little bit of that tonight as well.
High school basketball during the tournaments presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out as the sponsor and the presenting sponsor of high school basketball here on KGYM. We couldn't do it without them. And check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Both teams getting their warm-ups concluded here. Winner of this one will get the winner of tomorrow night's game between Kennedy and Mason City. That had to be moved because of all the snow up in the Mason City area. They're going to play at Coe College tomorrow at 5 o'clock over in EB Fieldhouse, and that game will be played on Tuesday. That will be the nightcap at the U.S. Cellular Center, the Class 4A Substate doubleheader. We'll have both games coming up on Monday night, and looks like we'll have both games, we hope, coming up on Tuesday night at the U.S. Cellular Center as we get into a busy time of the year. Girls State basketball tournament coming up next week, and of course, the boys with the Substate Finals on Monday night and Tuesday night. Of course, we got 1A tomorrow night with North Lynn in action as the Lynx will be taking on Clayton Ridge up in Manchester tomorrow evening. Let's take a look at our starting lineups, and we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. But first, we will honor America with the singing of our national anthem. A soloist will do that. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit as we get ready for Cedar Falls and Cedar Rapids Prairie in this one here tonight. So let's go ahead and join our soloist as we honor America with our national anthem. Rendition of our national anthem here tonight at Prairie. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Cedar Falls Tigers at 15-7 on the year. For CF, it will go with their usual lineup. It'll be at a four, number 12, Ben Gerdes, 6'4 and a junior. And Gerdes, second leading scorer for the Tigers at 11 points per ball game. Also at a four, it'll be number 34, Isaiah Johnson. Johnson is a 6'3 senior, 3-year starter, 10.6 points, team high, 6.5 boards a game. At center, the youngster, number 40, Jackson Frerich, 6'7 and a sophomore. Frerich's 5.7 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. And the guard court, Logan Wolf, 6'3 sophomore. Wolf at 6.9 points per ball game. And A.J. Green, the All-State point guard, 6'3 and a junior at almost 22 points per game, 43% from three-point land. Also 4.5 rebounds and over 2 assists per ball game. The head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers is Ryan Schultz. Now the starters for the Prairie Hawks, 14-7 on the year out of the Mississippi Valley Conference. And Prairie will go with this lineup tonight. They will go with three guards and two forwards. It'll be Keegan Murray, one of the two Murray twins, 6'2 and a sophomore, playing very good basketball as of late, up to 9 points per ball game for Murray, and a very good three-point shooter at 44%. Also at a guard, leading scorer, number 21, Max Smith-Drejo, 6'1 and a senior, at almost 17 points per ball game, shooting 62% from the field. Also for Prairie, the guard at the point, it'll be number 5, Griff Clark, 5'10 and a junior, 15.6 points per ball game, leads Prairie with 5.5 rebounds, over 4 assists per ball game. And up front, the two forwards, Jake Eiler, 6'4 and a senior, 12.5 a game, and Logan Serbisek, the 6'1 senior for Prairie. Head coach for the Hawks, Jeremy Rickardson, assisted by Kenyon Murray. Our officials tonight, Justin Stockdale, John Conlon, and Ryan Eklund. And what are you looking for tonight?
Well, I think it starts with the backcourt matchup, Scott, between A.J. Green for Cedar Falls and the Prairie guards. Griff Clark's going to get the initial assignment on him, and he's a very tough-minded young individual. He's going to have his hands full of guards. Smith-Drehouse will rotate off on him. And then the interior game of Cedar Falls. Can they take advantage? They got the height advantage. Can they use that to their advantage against the Hawks?
Frerichs wins the tip. We're underway. And Cedar Falls will go to the bucket to our right. And they'll be picked up by Prairie in the man-to-man. Cedar Falls in their traveling red with the white and black trim. Prairie in their home whites with the black numbers, black letters trimmed in orange. Green on the right side goes crossover. Here's that step back fall away, and he buries the three from the right wing to start things off.
Tough, tough shot, Scott. He made it look easy over a well-defended play.
Cedar Falls will come out in the man-to-man. Tiger crowd right behind us, and they are bellowing early. Cross-court pass. Murray, a step back right wing three, too strong. Johnson with a rebound for Cedar Falls. He'll outlet the pass, and here comes Green. Green, little stutter dribble on the drive. Pull-up jumper, free throw line. Good. 5-0, A.J. Green.
Started going to his left in transition. Didn't give it up at all, and he got to the middle of the lane for the pull-up shot.
Sometimes you get better when your superstar isn't in there. And that may be the case for Cedar Falls. They played without A.J. Green a couple times and won those games. Clark back to Smith-Drehouse, penetrates. Pull-up jumper, no, but he drew the foul, a reach on the jump shot, and it'll send Smith-Drehouse to the line.
Got hit in the arm, hit in the elbow as he went up into that shot. Almost enough strength to go up through it. Almost had a chance for a three-point play.
Listen to high school sub-state semifinal basketball on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids. It's a free throw in and out for Smith-Drehouse. An 80% foul shooter.
And what we're one thing that we did not mention, Cedar Falls has had a game under their belt postseason already. They got a chance to work those jitters out, postseason jitters, so to speak.
Second one rattles good. Prairie on the board. Yeah, Cedar Falls beat Marshalltown in the opening round, 73-43. Tiger basketball on the front court. Driving baseline, lapped is Wolf. Got double team, leaves it for Frerichs now. 6'7", but he can hit outside shots. Driving a dish outside. Gertis puts it on the floor, penetrates, pass up top, stolen away. Smith-Drehouse leading the two-on-two all the way down, can't get the layup to go.
And Smith-Drehouse plays passing lanes as well as anybody, just not good at the finish.
Steal by Griff Clark, took it away from A.J. Green that time. Two straight turnovers there for CF. And Serbisek will hand it back to Clark, and he'll set it up now for Prairie in front court. 5-1 lead for the Tigers. Hand back as they work the weave. Smith-Drehouse in the drive. Double pump runner short. Rebounded by Isaiah Johnson again.
Good look. They're getting Smith-Drehouse, their leading scorer. Shots. He just can't find the mark right now.
Johnson going to be picked up by Smith-Drehouse. Wolf starts to penetrate. Cut off by Keegan Murray. Spins. Puts up the follow-away shot. No. Rebound to Prairie. Smith Trejas away with it. 5-1, Cedar Falls lead, just underway with the sub-state semifinal. Hawks with the basketball, Keegan Murray. To Smith Trejas, circles right, feet inside. Griff Clark posting up, puts up the follow-away shot from the baseline, no, and the rebound to Ben Gurdes.
One and done for the Prairie Hawks. Both teams, really, nobody going to the offensive boards.
Cedar Falls is the better rebounding team of the two by quite a bit, and they also are very good rebounding on the offensive end, averaging almost a dozen a game, and Isaiah Johnson gets three himself. Johnson has it out beyond the arc left wing. A little pick from A.J. Green. Now they shovel it over to Green. Going to go one-on-one. Green stutter dribble. There's that follow-away three. Got it again. Left of the circle.
Yeah, that time Smith Drehouse had him on a switch, it looked like, on a screen out there. He just went over the top of him as well.
8-1 in favor of Cedar Falls. Eiler penetrates. Gets cut off left free throw line. Back it comes to Serbisek. Tries to go back door. The bounce pass stolen away by Johnson.
He read that play well. Long arms. Got a piece of it.
Green pull up. Good. Timeout Prairie. Wow. A.J. Green loves shooting in this gym.
Wow. That's all I can say, Scott. He just buried it from everywhere.
Going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. And Cedar Falls up 11-1. Back after the 60-second timeout, you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Prairie, after the timeout, they get the bucket from Smith Dreyhaus in the lane and cuts it to an 11-3 game. A.J. Green with all 11. Good backdoor feed to Frericks for the easy layup.
They run a lot of sets coming down, doing different looks out there. Prairie's getting caught chasing defensively in their man-to-man.
Halfway home here in the first quarter. Clark drives right in the lane, gets cut off. Kicks it back to Serbisek now. 10-point Tiger lead. One baseline, Clark, crossover dribble, drives, takes it inside, puts up the double pump hanger, no, and the rebound out there to Gurdes.
Again, nothing for Prairie on the offensive glass.
No one even going in there for Prairie right now. Green, little stutter dribble, goes crossover, pull-up jumper just inside the arc, missed it, and the rebound out of there to Prairie. Green's human. Murray fakes the three, drives baseline, stops, gets cut off by the double team, bounce up top to Eilers. As Frericks comes out on him in the man-to-man. Smith Drehaus takes the right free throw line. Back door, layup good on the reverse by Griff Clark.
He read that well. You got a little direction from Eilers out there too and which way to cut. The defense gave that one up.
13-5, Prairie back with an 8. And Cedar Falls is going to get ready to go to the bench here. Gurdes, top of the key. Eilers on him. High-low pass inside to Green. Turns on Smith Drehaus. So cleared out for him, going one-on-one. Now gets the ball screen. Gives up the ball up top. Johnson on the ball fake. On the drive. Leaner off the glass. No on the runner. Tipped and kept alive by the Tigers underneath the Johnson. Double pumper good off the glass.
Logan Wolf kept it alive with his long arms and then found his Johnson teammate to get the easy two.
15-5. Off the clear out. Clark on the drive and the finish with a left hand.
And Clark kind of getting things going for the Prairie Hawks on the offensive end. Getting to the rim.
15-7. Prairie hanging in off the hot start from A.J. Green. Logan Wolf, the sophomore, works it to Gurdes, top of the circle. They work the perimeter outside. Now down low to Johnson, posting up, goes off the glass for two more.
And that's a different set too, Scott. They're taking people to the post, trying to isolate one-on-one.
Get some nice cutting on that backside as Cedar Falls. They lead it by 10. Keegan Murray over to Eilers, behind the screen for three, and he hits.
Got Frericks guarding him too. 6'7", long arm defender, shoots over the top of him.
We expected a high-scoring game, and we've got a green, a drive, and a kick to the corner. Frerichs open three, left it short, and all Hawks underneath for the rebound. Here comes Clark on the run. In transition, leaves it to the trailer. Murray on the drive all the way in, and his layup good off the double pump.
And he went by Green that time defensively.
Keegan Murray with his first bucket, and Prairie back within five at 17-12. Bounce up top in the high post to Wolf. Serbisek jumps out on him. Wolf on the drive, and a foul called. And it's going to be ball out of bounds to the Tigers. First on Serbisek.
Too much body there. I'm going to see a whole slug of new players in both teams.
Levi Usher in for Prairie. Chris Murray in for the Prairie Hawks. And let's see. That's it for Prairie. And coming in for Cedar Falls will be Reese Gardner, Jack Campbell, along with Dan Martinson. Tiger basketball off the inbound play. Now Martinson will take over the point right now, and they'll let Green kind of go out the off guard here. Gardner right way, picked up by Eilers. They work the perimeter to Johnson left side. Off the screen, here's Green, top of the circle. Puts it on the floor, stutter dribble, drive. Now the follow away 15-footer right through from the left free throw line.
It is so hard. He pulls that ball behind his head a little bit, and then he steps back even. Almost impossible to defend.
Under a minute to play here in the first. Tigers by seven at 19-12. Usher, back it comes to Chris Murray. Circles into the lane, stops, spinning. Goes up with the left-hand leaner, no, and the rebound to A.J. Green.
I think he might see one shot now for Cedar Falls.
Hey, Illinois! Illinois!
Tigers with the big early lead at 11-1, and they've never looked back. As Prairie's going to bring Darren Kilpatrick coming in the next dead ball, probably at the second quarter. 20 seconds, Martinson holding it out front. Keegan Murray coming out on him. Tigers will hold it for the last shot of the quarter. They dump it up high to Gardner. Turns, uses up the dribble, diagonal pass over to Martinson. He'll start to go baseline, trying to get it inside, bounce down low, shot up, no, but a foul called. As they got it down low to Campbell, and he'll go to the line for two, foul on Jake Eilers.
We see a trend. They're trying to take Prairie to the post and use their size to their advantage and get the post ups off little sets.
And Jack Campbell, averaging 3.5 a game, not a good free throw shooter. Let's just say that at 35%. And he got the first one though.
Well, 1.7 seconds left. Prairie gets it in, they're gonna have to one bounce and throw it up and hope for the best.
Shooting for a 9-point Tiger lead. Second one, good. Got them both. They'll get it in. Three-quarter court. Eilers got it off and short at the end of the first quarter. We are through one in this 4A Substate semifinal, and it's Cedar Falls on top. Tigers 21, Prairie 12. Back in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYN.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
A trip to the state tournament is on the line this Saturday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunn and me Saturday night at 6:45 for a Class 1A sub-state final as number one North Lynn takes on Clayton Ridge. The unbeaten Lynx will look for a state tourney berth against the Clayton Ridge team from the Upper Iowa Conference. That's Boys Class 1A sub-state final basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one North Lynn versus Clayton Ridge. Saturday night at 6:45 right here on KGYM Sports.
Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn as we get ready for quarter number two. Hot start for A.J. Green. Scored the first 11 for CF. They lead at 21-12 as we start the second quarter. Prairie will have it on the alternate arrow. Whip pass down low to Kilpatrick, and he lays it in.
Little flex cut along the baseline. Set coming out of the break. Nicely executed by the Hawks.
Jake Eilers with the assist. 21-14. Touchdown lead for Cedar Falls. They trap Green up top. Long hook pass on the far side. Gertis puts it on the floor. Drives. Pull up leaner. No. Got his own rebound. Turns. Fires and hits. Put back good for Ben Gertis.
The miss came right back to him, and he knew what to do with it once he got it.
Back to a 9-point lead. They clear out the left side. Eilers on the drive. Takes it inside. Fakes. Goes up with the off-balance high floater. Left it short. Rebound to Green. Through traffic. Ooh. Lost his footing. Ball loose. Picked up by Prairie. Long pass ahead to Griff Clark. Fakes his man in the air and got the roll on the layup.
Contact up here right in front of us. They just said play through it.
23-16. Ryan Schultz wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Green on the drive, pull up 15-footer right through. So smooth, and Green has 15.
Prairie might have to double. They may have to send somebody right away and make him give up the ball.
25-16, Kilpatrick, Griff Clark, Chris Murray in there. They're trying to go back door to Usher. In there along with Eiler, stolen away. Two-on-two break all the way down. Leaner off the glass, good. Coast to coast for Logan Wolf, and he's got his first bucket.
And they turn after turnover, they turn that into points. They capitalize.
27-16. This is the biggest lead now for Cedar Falls, and a foul on the Tigers. As Clark took it hard to the basket, going to go against Campbell.
Two hands on the ball handler. He's trying to drive. Hip hand check, can't do that.
Frericks and Johnson back in. And now the Tigers go back to their starting five. Frericks, Johnson, Gertis, Green, and Wolf. 6:21 to play. Inbound, high catch out front made by Smith Drejos. Two-man game. They get it down low. Posting up Eilers, turnaround block, but a foul called on Frericks. Looked like a pretty good block from here.
Yeah, it did. It looked like it was all ball. I don't know where. I guess they said down low they got it, but they're Coach Schultz is saying his hands are up. How could he push them? His hands are up high.
Free throw, in and out, no good by Eilers. An 80% foul shooter.
You mark that one down. That doesn't happen very often. He's pretty automatic when he gets the line.
And missed them both. And a rebound out of there to Jackson Frericks. Empty trip that time for Prairie. 27-16, coming up on 6 minutes to play here in the opening half. Johnson in the high post. Nice spin to the basket and gets the layup.
Yeah, fake handoff that time. All the attention was paid to Green. They relaxed on that guy who actually had the ball.
Clark on the dribble drive and fouled going in on the stutter move. And the foul going to be called on Logan Wolf.
And that is really the main thing Prairie's got going for him so far is Clark off the dribble penetration, breaking down the defense. He's been the one thing that they've had a little bit of consistent success with offensively.
Servicek, Keegan Murray back in for the Hawks along with Smith Drejos. Griff Clark with 7, make it 8. Early here as he hits both free throws and Prairie back within 11.
2-2-1 press, Prairie likes to do after made free throws.
Throw over the top to Gertis, he'll penetrate, takes it down on the left block, turnaround shot on the way, rimming no, and the rebound out of there to Prairie. Had a good look, just wouldn't go down. Here's Clark, brings it across the timeline. Little stop and go move, takes it inside. Gets cut off there by Wolf. Out to Servicek, he'll take it to the basket, now to the corner. Smith Drejos for three and he hits.
He needs to get going for the Prairie Hawks offensively. He needs to look for his shot a little bit more.
Late arriving crowd, but a good crowd on hand here tonight from Prairie. Green going one-on-one. A little shake and bake up top to Johnson. Puts it on the floor on the drive. Takes it in. Leaner up. Good. Will it count or is it a charge?
He called it good. I think it's counting. And
it's
going to
be a block. And it's going to be on Servicek trying to draw the charge.
Might be as much as that he was underneath the basket, Scott. I think where it took place out there. Green had left, or excuse me, Johnson had left the floor by the time he was in position.
Tell you what, Cedar Falls, we've seen them now four times this year, and I've not seen them attack this hard before.
Yeah, they are the aggressor offensively. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
32-21, Tigers by 11. Prairie with the basketball. Eilers on the handoff as they work the weave up top. Smith Drejos circling left of the lane. Lost the handle of the ball, but picked up by Levi Usher. As Prairie gets it back, Clark goes crossover a couple times. Drives in on Wolf, one-on-one, and got the layup to go.
Going to his right, Clark.
10 for Griff Clark, 5'10 junior. Second leading scorer for Prairie. And it's 32-23. Green on the other end. Goes crossover. There's the fall away. High arching three. Too strong this time. High to keep it alive was Johnson, but tipped it to Eilers. Lead pass right sideline to Clark. Pull up 12-footer right of the lane. No. Tried to keep it alive. They're going to get a foul on Clark.
Trying to go after it that time after he missed it. Didn't want to be a spectator and stand, but a little too much contact when he went in there. Limping a little bit out there right now, isn't he?
Yep. Had a little bit of a Charlie horse coming into this game. Cedar Falls with the basketball in the lead. 4:16 to play, opening half. The 6'7 Frericks bounce back door and the layup good by Gertis coming off the screen down the lane.
And Coach Rickerson's not going to be happy with that. That's one cut and a easy basket at the rim. Defense didn't work very hard that time.
Too many easy baskets right now for Cedar Falls. Usher takes it inside and lost it out of bounds.
And that was, defensively, that was Gertis holding his ground in there, not committing the foul.
Turnover number three on the Hawks, and a 30-second timeout going to be taken here by Jeremy Rickerson with 3:58 to play in the half, and Prairie down 11.
Yeah, and probably a good time. He saw some of his Hawks out there breathing pretty heavy. Griff Clark especially get a little blow here and refocus going into the final stretch before the half.
The body language right now tells the story. Cedar Falls, aggressive. They look sharp. And Prairie right now starting to hang the heads a little bit.
Yeah, they are. And we've got to pick that up. The senior leadership, senior leaders out there. Got a little bit different lineup out there right now, too. And they're going to have to make something smaller lineup. They're going to, three-point shot hasn't been available for the Prairie Hawks a whole lot.
Give you scores coming up at the halftime break. Again, it's only 4A tonight. They have the stage all to themselves here. Tiger basketball off the timeout with an 11-point lead. Frericks in the high post, pass to the corner. Wolf thought about the three on Keegan Murray, instead up top to Green. Has it at the left point on the quick drive. Stopped, pull up from 12 and swished it right through.
No answer for him. You got to double, I think, Scott. You got to make him give it up early.
Had 32 in the regular season game and already was 17. Here's Smith Drehouse for three, and he hits right of the key.
Off a bobble, too. That he didn't catch it clean, handle it clean, and he's still able to get it to go.
The two guards keeping Prairie in it. Down 10, 36-26. Frericks off the clear out. Drives in, double pump, hanger, no. Back tapped it, though. Picked up by Gertis. He'll take it inside and got the floater to go.
And Gertis gets the collection on that out there, but Frericks kept it alive.
Clark off the clear out. He'll go up with a follow away, and he answers for Prairie. And then took a dive at the center circle.
Yeah, I'm glad to see he's back up again. I thought maybe something happened.
38-28. A lot of the Prairie points from Clark and Smith Drehos. 38-28, Cedar Falls on top in this high-scoring affair. 2:37 to play first half. Willett pass down low through the hands of Wolf and out of bounds.
They had the look. They run that little diagonal screen and from the high post and let the guard cut to the block for the post up. That's what they were looking for.
Fourth, Cedar Falls turnover. 38-28, bouncing the high post to Eilers. Spinning, hands it off to Clark. He'll take a baseline, cut off by Green. Now takes him off the dribble, jumper on the way, rimming no, back tap by Johnson, and he comes up with a rebound.
And Cedar Falls is owning the boards at this stage of the game.
Yes, they are, with a big advantage. And they're up by 10. Ball goes into the backcourt, but it was touched by a Hawk. Here comes Wolf right of the lane. He'll take it in all the way and scores.
How does he turn the corner there? It looked like he was going to get pushed back out, but he was able to get around the defense for the layup.
This is a young Tiger team. Keep that in mind. Bounce down on the block to Smith Drehouse. He'll put up the shot. No, missed everything. And the rebound to Gertis. Gertis is a junior. Frericks is a sophomore. Wolf's a sophomore. And Green's a junior.
Right now, Prairie looks a little flustered, don't they?
Yep.
Out of sorts.
40-28, biggest lead of the night for the Tigers. 90 seconds to play. They try to go backdoor. Pass intercepted by Smith Drehos. Turnover number five.
Drehos got a knack for knowing where that ball's going and playing the passing lanes.
Clark going baseline, cut off by the double team, and then he threw it away. Good interception by Green. Up court it comes to Johnson. Flies in, left-hand layup, no. Got his own rebound. Then it goes out of bounds. It'll be Prairie ball.
I was going to compliment him on that catch, Scott. It looked like a wide receiver catching that with one hand, bringing it in, and then still able to get up on the rim. Just couldn't finish.
Back in for Cedar Falls will be Reese Gardner and Jack Campbell. Campbell, 6'4", he's a sophomore. Gardner is 6'4", junior. This team's going to be preseason top three probably next year. And they had a good sophomore group too, without a bunch of them on the varsity. Smith, Drehaus, drives in, hangs, puts it up, no. Wild shot, and a rebound to Gardner.
Yeah. Again, you go one here, a little long, 45 seconds, see what happens.
Looks like they're going to try for the one shot, though. Green, way out front, Smith, Drehaus playing off of him. No 5-second count going on right now. A.J. Green already with 17 in this game. He had 32 in the regular season meeting. Working the deep weave off the spread court, 20 seconds. Logan Wolf will hold it out front with Griff Clark playing off of him for Prairie.
Across, across, across!
13 seconds to play. They'll stack. Now they'll go 1-4 look here. See if they can get it to Green. Right wing, outside the arc, Frerix hands it back to Green. Green will turn, couple stutter dribbles. He'll put up the deep NBA three and book it at the horn.
Wow.
Not much more you can do if you're Prairie.
No, I think it was a broken play. Cedar Falls was confused, didn't get what they want. Give it to Mr. Green and let him go.
The A.J. Green Show once again, just like December. And we are at halftime. And our score at the break, Cedar Falls 43, Cedar Rapids Prairie 28. We'll come back with halftime after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys Substate Semifinal Basketball on KGYM Sports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's time to top off, flush or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $11.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month. Protect your engine with Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to Cedar Rapids Prairie. We are at halftime of this 4A Substate Semifinal, and we welcome you into the A.J. Green Show as the Cedar Falls Tigers lead it at halftime 43-28, and three factors have led to this lead for the Tigers. Obviously, A.J. Green with his 20 points at halftime. Prairie does not have an offensive rebound. Not a great rebounding team coming in, and Cedar Falls is taking advantage of that. And right now the Hawks need to pick it up on the defensive end.
Yeah, and they got to find an answer for Green. And, well, and honestly, Scott, it's not just Green. They're like you said, defensively, they've got a lot of things they got to get better at here and try and shore up this half. It just looks like right now they're playing half step behind on defense. They're getting beat off cuts. Sometimes it's just one cut down the floor.
Cedar Falls is moving the ball, and they got command. They're being the aggressor, but Prairie's going to have to find a way to lock in and see if they can get some stops in this ball game, because they're not going to down 15. You're going to have to stop them. You can't just trade baskets with them in the second half.
First 2 minutes, 3 minutes, they're going to be huge for Prairie if they want to make a comeback.
Yeah, they are. And you know, I mentioned it. Maybe you're going to have to change what you do against Green. Scott, defensively, they've been just playing them straight up, man. I think maybe you're going to have to go ahead and run somebody at them. Pick your poison out there. Who are you going to leave early? And then the other three players are going to have to scramble out of it and play the passing lanes, see if you can get something going. But right now he is just too good to let come down with the ball in his hands and then try to do something or try to stop him then.
Take a look at the halftime scoring for Cedar Falls. The All-Stater, A.J. Green, leading the way at the break with a total of 20 points. Has 8 field goals, 4 of those from three-point land. He scored the first 11 for Cedar Falls as they jumped out to an 11-1 lead. And he leads all scorers with 20 in the half. 9 for Isaiah Johnson. 6 points for Ben Gertis. Logan Wolf has chipped in with 2 field goals and 4. Jackson Frericks with a bucket and 2. And Jack Campbell off the bench with a couple of free throws and 2. For Prairie, Griff Clark with 12. 5 field goals and a couple of free throws. 9 for Max Smith Drejos in the first half as well. Also for Prairie, 3 points for Jake Eilers. And then 2 apiece for Keegan Murray and Darren Kilpatrick at halftime so far in this one. Prairie with 4 turnovers to 5 for Cedar Falls. And right now the bench scoring is 2-2 in this one. Prairie in the first half also not very good from the free throw line. Not customary for them. 3 out of 6. Cedar Falls was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. And I'll throw it to you for your first half rebounding.
Well, rebounding, Scott, it is all Cedar Falls. We talked about in the pregame how Cedar Falls was the better rebounding team, and they proved that in the first 16 minutes of play. Up 15-6 in total rebounds, and as you mentioned just a little bit ago, Prairie with yet to get an offensive rebound in this ball game. Look at the individual numbers, though, here, starting with Cedar Falls. Ben Gertis with 5 rebounds. He's the Mr. Everything for Cedar Falls, as you mentioned before. 4 for Isaiah Johnson, A.J. Green with 2, and then Logan Wolf, Jackson Frericks, Maurice Gardner each chipping in with 1 rebound. 1 dead ball team rebound for Cedar Falls. 3 offensive, 12 defensive, total of 15. For Cedar Rapids Prairie, Jake Eilers and Griff Clark each have 2 apiece. Max Smith Drehouse with 1, and then there's 1 dead ball rebound for the Hawks. No offensive rebound, 6 defensive, total of 6 for Prairie. Scott, when you look at what Cedar Falls has done shooting the ball, 18-27, I believe they are, something like that.
18-26, according to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette.
And then they got 3 offensive rebounds. So 3, they got 3 more attempts in there after that. I believe they scored on all of them, too. So really, when you look at the 26 shots that they've taken, they've scored on 21 of them. That's a pretty impressive number. That's why they have 43 points right now.
Right now, Cedar Falls, 18-26, shooting 69% in the first half. 4 out of 4 from three-point land, 100%. 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, 100%. Prairie shooting 50% from the field and 75% from the line, or 75% from three-point land, and are down 15 on their home court.
Yeah, they haven't been able to get as many threes up. Prairie hasn't, and that's part of their game is if they can get a lot of threes off, they like to spread the floor out. Only 4 threes. I think coming into it, 22, 23 threes on the year they were averaging, something
a
like
game,
that.
Yes.
And they only shot 4 in that first half of play. Cedar Falls has done a nice job taking that part of their offense away from them.
Some other halftime scores, North Scott and Davenport Central, and a big one tonight over in the Quad Cities. And what we got that one right now?
Sorry. going the wrong way.
You scrolled. 36-27, North Scott leads at halftime. Linmar leads at halftime down at Muscatine. that by a score of 30-28. And then West High got off to a little bit of a slow start, but they are inching their way up. That's the game on 106.3 FM right now, as West High taking on Pleasant Valley. Also, I saw Council Bluffs Lincoln had only a 2-point lead on Lewis Central right now over in the western part of the state. That is 30-28 right now.
Dubuque Senior, are they playing Waterloo West? Is that matchup?
Waterloo West is leading 21-18. That is still, that's in the first half though.
Yeah. We had one game out in Central Iowa, Ankeny Centennial.
And Valley playing tonight.
And that got delayed. They said it was about 20 minutes to a half hour delay. Ankeny Centennial bus was behind a crash, not involved in a crash, so they were late getting there.
That's
what I heard. So they're coming off a little late there.
Here it's Cedar Falls up 43-28 here at the halftime break. If you're the Tigers, you didn't want to see halftime come.
Nope, keep them going. If you're Cedar Falls Prairie, get here as quick as you can. Here's some other scores there for you, Scott, if you want to look at them. But yeah, keep them going, and the Prairie Hawks got to find an answer for Green and get their offense going.
Bettendorf over Davenport West, but only 23-20. Iowa City West with a big 27-15 lead over Pleasant Valley, and Linmar over Muscatine, 30-28. Of course, we got more basketball. We're going to punch a ticket to the state tournament coming up tomorrow night up in Manchester. First chance to see Seedorf Gym tomorrow night, as it will be North Lynn taking on Clayton Ridge in a 1A sub-state game tomorrow night.
Good to see the young Hilmer.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
I am too. He's supposed to be quite the ball player. Everyone tells me. I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
A couple other scores. Hempstead, they are really taking it to Jeff at halftime. 47-19. Hempstead on top. And Waterloo West leads Senior 26-20. We thought Waterloo West would be a scary, scary team because they got all boatloads of talent.
Yeah, we said that going in. You don't want to match up against them. They got size, they got some shooters, and they got a lot of athletes out there. Hard matchup sometimes.
All right, ready to go with the second half. Can Prairie get this down to single digits within the first 4 minutes? That's going to be a big key. Cedar Falls ball, Johnson. In there with A.J. Green, Gertis, Wolf, and Frerix, as they will go to the bucket to our left to start half number two. Gertis tries to go backdoor, pass intercepted by Smith Dreyhaus. Did it beautifully. Smith Dreyhaus takes a free throw line, stop and go move. Bounce back to Griff Clark. He'll yo-yo it up front, and now Prairie will set it up.
Nice. Smith Dreyhaus, third steal of the ballgame.
Prairie with their same starting five. Griff Clark off the clear out, outside the arc. Gets it up top. Keegan Murray comes off the ball screen. He'll turn and fire the three and got the roll.
Coming underneath the ball screen on Murray instead of over the top. I'm sure that's something Cedar Falls doesn't like to see defensively.
Down to 12, 43-31. Green over to Johnson. Fakes the three. Now drives right of the lane. Kicks it cross court to Gertis. He'll penetrate. Stops. Little one-hand floater. No. Rebounded by Griff Clark. And here come the Hawks. Bounce pass right side. Murray, pull up three, too strong, and A.J. Green, the board on the weak side for Cedar Falls.
Well, if nothing else, Prairie's got up more threes going to these first two possessions. They got threes.
And Prairie's starting to double Green now as he started to drive that time. Wolf behind the back dribble, drive right free throw line. Pass goes into the backcourt, taken by Eilers. Now he fumbled it for a moment, and he was fouled. A pile up underneath. Hope everybody's all right.
Three bodies on the floor. Max Johnson went into Eilers. He twisted a little goofy going down there.
And the foul going to be on Ben Gertis, his first, team's first of the half. And Reese Gardner will come in for Gertis for the Tigers.
And they're going to go thumbs down on this out of bounds play, see what the look is.
Inbound, they come to Smith Dreyhaus. Stutter dribble, got by his man and scored. Got by Isaiah Johnson.
Maybe it's that basket. Maybe it's going that way.
Timeout, Tigers. 30-second timeout going to be taken by Ryan Schultz. Well, this is what Prairie needed to do. Get a run to start the half.
Come out, respond, whatever it was they talked about. Cedar Falls defensively just not quite as sharp there the first couple minutes of that game. I tell you what, and Prairie's good enough offensively. We've seen them. They can put up a lot of points. And they're at 33 right now, down 10. Cedar Falls is going to have to see what they can get going. Maybe look for A.J. Green coming out of this timeout.
A little spark in the step for Prairie. to start half number two.
Murray shot a three. Eiler shot a three. You know, Smith Trails does what he does best, takes the ball to the basket off the drive.
Green into the front court to Johnson. Turns right in front of us, gets it up top to Gardner. Eiler's playing way off of him in the Prairie man-to-man. Here's Green, top of the circle. Little jab step, turns, a little shake and bake move. Now he'll bring it back out and set it back up. 6:10 to play here in the third. Wolf with Clark all over him. Wolf takes him into the lane, jump stop, fakes, got bumped, puts it up. Nobody drew the foul. Eiler's on the help. I think he's going to get the call, and it will.
Yeah, I think Cedar Falls was calling for a little foul earlier on the hand check by Clark, but didn't get it.
Logan Wolf, 6'3", sophomore to the line. He's only at 47%, missed the first one. Cedar Falls shoots 64% as a team, so they are not a great free throw shooting unit.
He's still trying to get their first point of the second half.
Second one on the way, that one is good. That was the first miss of the night for the Tigers. They're 4 out of 5 from the line. Cedar Falls by 11. 44-33, pass to the wing, tip stolen away. Isaiah Johnson, and then through traffic, he was fouled on a block by Servicet.
That's where you hope he gets up and okay, Scott. That's a hard hit off the thigh and knee. Holding his face a little bit, that's what he hit the floor first with.
Levi Usher into the Prairie lineup, and that is the third foul on Servicek. So he'll have to come out. Looking, Johnson trying to get it in, and finally flips it to A.J. Green.
Smith Drehouse on the matchup there.
Green, a little shake and bake, stop and go, move in all the way, can't get the finger roll to go. And rebound to Levi Usher.
Got what they wanted. They got Green going to the rim.
Clark, all alone outside the arc right side. Cross court to Eilers. Bounce to Keegan Murray. Comes off the ball screen. Nice spin move. He'll go with the follow away shot. Got the roll for 15.
Going to his right. Step back.
Keegan Murray with 5 here in the quarter and 7 in the game. Prairie back within 9. Pull up deep 3. Green right back to 12.
Max Greyhouse looks at Coach Rickardson and kind of puts his hands up. What do I do?
47-35, 23 now. Stop and go dribble. Clark inside, fake, spins, puts up the follow-away shot. No, rebound by Gardner. Prairie had it down to 9, and then Green hit a big 3.
Green's content to walk it up this time, Cedar Falls is.
And they're going to get a hand check now on Smith Greyhouse. Only his first and the third on Prairie of the half.
But if they continue to call that, Scott, Cedar Falls can go a 1-4 low and let Green penetrate up top. And Prairie, if Prairie can't body a little bit there, that it's going to be a long night for the Hawks second half defensively.
In for Cedar Falls will be Dan Martinson. Backup guard into the lineup. Green, shake and bake move, takes the right free throw line, spins, got a double team. Cross court now to Johnson. Drives in, little left hand leaner, no contact, no call. On both sides. And here's Prairie the other way with Griff Clark. He'll go crossover. Yo-yos it back out outside the arc. Now starts to drive free throw line. Cross court pass, Smith Drehouse drives in. No look pass and a block underneath on Gurdas.
And Gurdas, I think he's there a little bit late. I think he was leaning a little bit at the time of contact, too.
Might have been under the bucket a little bit, too.
Yeah. And
I would love to see the high school game go to the circle.
It'd help the officials make it a little bit easier for them on their calls.
I don't know why they don't. It's easy. Get some paint. Off the inbound, little right-hand floater short by Smith Drehouse. Nice move going baseline.
And Ben Gurdas there with the rebound, getting rebound number 6. For the Tigers.
Campbell going to get ready to come in. Halfway home here in the third quarter. Cedar Falls up by a dozen. 47-35. Jump pass to Martinson. Has it left point. They reverse it over to Johnson. Thought about the 3. Murray coming out on him. Now to Frericks in the high post. 6'7 sophomore. Spins it back to Johnson. Keegan Murray playing off him in the man-to-man. Now to Green. Takes the 3. Off the dribble. Follow away jumper. No. Off the back iron. And the deep kicker comes out to Clark. One-on-one against Johnson. Drives in all the way and scores.
Cedar Falls didn't want to foul him there. They kind of gave up right at the end and let Clark get to the rim.
14 for Clark. And the lead to 10. Green lobs pass cross court. Now to Martinson. Back to Gurdes in the high post. They'll clear it out for him. Drives one-on-one. Hangs the double pumper. No offensive rebound. Put back for two for Isaiah Johnson.
Long arm to Johnson. Got up quick, too, to get that ball.
That's what he does. The little stuff right like that. 49-37. Now we've got an offensive foul on Prairie.
Who'd they catch on
Make
that?
Make Usher. Levi Usher.
They say a legal screen or a push off. One of the two. I was shielded from it.
That'll be the first on the junior, Levi Usher. Team foul number four. And substitutions for both sides. Chris Murray is in. Darren Kilpatrick in for Prairie. Campbell back in. And Sam Gary, another sophomore in for Cedar Falls.
Gary's like a little bowling back of a running back, it looks like, out there.
And Wolf takes it one-on-one and drew the foul. They just cleared out the right side for him and took it hard to the goal.
Good news is, yeah, he got there and he got fouled. Bad news is he's got to shoot free throws. He struggles a little bit from there.
One out of two tonight, though. 49-37, 2:55 to play. Free throw, in and out, no good. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. One more for the sophomore, and it's got it to go. He's got five. It's a good-looking shot.
It is. Kind of perplexing as to why the percentage is where it is.
50-37, Tigers by 13. Prairie got it down to nine momentarily here in the third quarter. Kilpatrick way out on the right side. Hand back up top. Smith-Drehouse and drive all the way. Count it a foul. Took it hard to the basket and a chance at the three-point play.
That's setting him up. It's giving Smith-Drehouse a little bit of a head start to do what he does best, and that's put the ball on the floor and go to the rim.
13 for the 6'1 senior, Max Smith-Drehouse.
And after this free throw, Perry's going to press. Coaches were calling 55, see what we get.
Man pressure, I would imagine.
1-2-1-1, full court.
Little diamond and one. Throwing the far sideline. Now back it comes to Green. They're going to try to trap him in the backcourt. He'll jump the pass ahead. A nice catch in traffic by Campbell. Back it comes to Gurdes to the corner. Here's Gary for three. No. Offensive board, though, to the Tigers.
A good decision by Wolf, not just throwing it back up there.
Green, a drive and a kick. Driving right baseline. And a charging foul going to be called on Campbell as he ran through Smith-Drehouse.
Smith-Drehouse along the baseline, slides in front.
Turnover number eight.
Come on, D, let's go.
And Campbell will pick up his first, second foul, make that. Hawks down by 10. Kilpatrick spins in the high post. Pass out front and a tied ball now as Campbell tied up Eilers. Going to stay with Prairie, though.
And he got right there, popped it loose, and then it was just a grab for the ball. Whoever had the strongest hands is going to get it.
Smith-Drehouse to inbound right in front of the Prairie bench. Good crowd on hand for this one here tonight. On the drive, Smith-Drehouse takes it inside and drew the foul on Gary.
He draws that little bump in there, Scott. He gets him and creates some separation.
I think we probably got about this holds about 2,000. I'd say about 1,500 in here tonight. And the free throw, good on the line driver. Got the roll. 15 now for Max Smith-Drehouse. Averaging 16.9. All-conference performer last year. Probably will be this year.
Let's see what happens here again. If we're going to get a 1-2-1-1 again. Looks like that's what's going to happen.
Frericks comes back into the lineup, a little taller to throw in there. They break the pressure with the diagonal pass ahead to Gurdes in the front court. And Gary gets it back to Green, and now CF will set it up. Prairie has got it down to 8, 50-42. Green goes crossover. Leaves it for Gary up top. It's kind of taking some time off the clock here in the spread court. Now on the drive, Green got doubled, tipped it back outside. On the drive, Wolf takes it inside, got bumped and a foul call. Now it's the Prairie crowd that doesn't like it.
Yeah. It's So on the floor, they said it's going to be baseline out of bounds.
Third foul on Jake Eilers.
Team foul number six. So next one, they're going to be in the bonus. This will be a long time, Cedar Falls, to be in the bonus.
Isaiah Johnson right back in. Minute 29 to play. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with the Tigers. Now Levi Usher back in. They're going to have to get Eilers out now.
And Cedar Falls only 7 points this quarter. The thing they haven't looked for is the post-ups. The first half, they were running some guys to the block and trying to isolate, get some post-ups. They haven't done much of that this half.
They go back door to Green, and there you go. Chance of the three-point play.
They get their guy going where they want him. Isolated on the block, let him work.
Smith Drejas is second. And that's a 17 foul on Prairie. Yeah, Green with a nice back cut. And AJ now at 25 points. And make it 26.
A big possession right there. And Prairie could have got a stop. They would have been able to get it to within six, possibly five on a three.
And Green shoots 93% from the line, and there's a blocking foul on Cedar Falls as Kilpatrick went baseline.
What do you think? They calling a little tighter this half,
yep.
Scott, or is it just the defense is not moving their feet as well?
Gertis will come out after his third foul, and Prairie inbound with Griff Clark. He'll go back door and try to bounce it inside to Murray, and it was stripped and stolen. Turnover number seven on Prairie.
I don't think they're going for one. Too much time left.
It was an 8-point game. Cedar Falls got a 3-point play, and now they can get this thing with a 3-pointer up to a 14-point cushion. Just like that, they get it inside. Shot blocked from behind, but a foul called as Usher fouled Gardner.
Well, that's, again, where'd they go? Last two possessions? Right to the block where they think they have an advantage.
Team's eighth, second on Levi Usher. And Gardner to the free throw line. Right-hander's first one good. Rattled it home. First point for Gardner. He'll be back next year, only a junior.
Scary when you think about how young they are, isn't it?
One out of two, and the rebound to Griff Clark. 43 seconds to play here in the third. Prairie down by a dozen. Kilpatrick puts it on the floor, driving right of the lane, cut off, gets it back to Clark. Nice spin away, gets loose, puts up the three, way short. And the rebound out there to Gardner. Kind of looked like he tried to pull the string on it.
I mean, get his legs underneath it as much, too. Way short, like you said. Be one shot here now.
And the Tigers are going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Well, and what advantage this is, when you get down, you just give the ball to Green and let him go one-on-one if your play breaks down.
And here we go. At the right point, Green stop and go. Pull up jumper for three. Got it again. Top of the key three for A.J. Green. 2 seconds. Steal by Johnson. He's going to get a layup at the horn.
That hurts the Prairie Hawks right there.
We're through three, and Cedar Falls with their biggest lead of the ball game. Tigers 59, Prairie 42. Back in a minute, you're listening to Substate Semifinal Basketball on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Go ahead, Scott.
Back with you to start the fourth quarter. Prairie had it down to eight. And then A.J. Green got a three-point play, and Cedar Falls ignited with a 9-0 run to close out the third. And They got their biggest lead of the game right now.
Yeah, it looked like Prairie was doing what they wanted to. They could have got into that third quarter with single digits. They were positioned to do that, but big push by at the end by Cedar Falls.
And Cedar Falls with the basket. Nope, Johnson missed, got the put back.
Yeah, they're staying with it. Johnson, boy, he gets up fast.
61-42, Smith-Dreyhaus bumped and fouled by Johnson on the penetration. His second, and that will put Prairie in the bonus now. And is it going to be two? Nope, 1-1.
Better make hay if you're Prairie right now. They're a good free throw shooting team. They have been all year. Every possession counts.
Lindmar still on top of Muscatine, 42-40 through three quarters, and a missed shot and then a foul on the rebound. I think on Chris Murray.
Yeah, well, he went over the top of Gardner, I think. So Gardner's going to get to go the other end.
Gardner with a 1-1 coming up. That's the 19th foul against Prairie. And Gardner on the line. He's 1-for-2 tonight. And can't get the free throw. And the rebound to Griff Clark. Clark, Eilers back in there. Smith-Dreyhaus along with the Murray twins. Keegan and Chris. Clark off the clear out. Holds the right point. Up top to Murray. Going to be A.J. Green on him. Here comes Chris circling right. The Murray's playing catch with it. Keegan on the drive all the way in. Runner good with the left hand for Keegan Murray.
Played through a little bit of bump of a contact out there.
Full court pressure. Put on and the ball thrown behind a Tiger and thrown away. Smith-Dreyhaus pull up 17 footer in and out. No. Rebound to the Tigers. Bringing it up in a hurry is Wolf, and he had it stripped away and stolen from behind. Griff Clark with the steal. Three, no good for Murray. And the rebound to Cedar Falls, and Tigers are going to get a timeout. 6:47 to play, and it's Cedar Falls by 17, 61-44. We'll take a 30-second break, come back, and rejoin you from Prairie after this here on KGYN.
Car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you here from Prairie as the Hawks trail by 17 at 61-44. Cedar Falls jumped out to an 11-1 lead in this game behind A.J. Green, and they have never looked back. A.J. Green right now leading all scorers with 29 points.
Thanks to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. He's 6-7 from three-point range.
Full court Prairie pressure. Tigers stand bound, looking, and they finally get in the corner to Johnson. Up the sideline, it comes to Wolf. He'll drive it in and circle it back outside. Now he'll penetrate, leaves it for Gurdus. It's going to be basically only high percentage shots now for Cedar Falls. Wolf tried to go inside, lost his footing. Now Murray comes away with the basketball. Turnover number 11 on the Tigers. Pull up jumper, three won't go. Right side, Smith-Dreyhaus, rebound, Frericks.
They're going to be all over it. They're going to try and steal, double team.
They got a 3-on-2 break. No look pass underneath, layup good by Gurdus.
They beat the initial pressure. They're going to have numbers at the end.
63-44. 6:05 to play. Clark over to Eilers now. Eilers puts it on the floor. Step back, couldn't get the shot off. Now to Smith-Dreyhaus. Gets doubled up top to Eilers. Quick pull for three and got it. And a quick Prairie timeout. Only the second basket tonight for Jake Eilers. And this will be a full timeout, which leaves Prairie with two.
And Eilers has been known to do that pick and pop out there where he can get the hand off or a little rub screen and he'll pop instead of rolling to the basket. It hasn't had many looks like that tonight.
Into the third quarter, Hempstead still with a big lead on Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 68-43. Iowa City West with a big lead over Pleasant Valley, 39-17. And Lindmar up 46-42 in the fourth quarter down at Muscatine.
Yeah.
Winner of that one gets the winner of West High and Pleasant Valley. And that will be at the Cell Center. And Waterloo West still leading Dubuque Senior, 46-42. North Scott on top of Central by two, 49-47. Ankeny leading Waukee, 34-24 at halftime.
That's a little bit of a surprise, isn't
That's
it?
That's a huge surprise. Prairie with the full court pressure. Cedar Falls breaking in the front court with the 16-point lead, 5:45 to play. Green at the far hash mark, puts it on the floor, starts a drive, now spins it back out, eludes the double team, and a long jump pass up top. They get it to Gertis. Prairie just chasing right now, and Cedar Falls has gone to the spread court.
On the old case, they run a guy into the post, too.
Gertis out to Wolf. He'll drive in, floats the finger roll, and it was fouled.
Well, if you're Cedar Falls, that's what you think. Hey, we got to get an open look, a layup, or we're going to shoot free throws. We're not going to take anything fast down here at this end of the floor.
Four fouls on Jake Eilers now. You got to keep him in, though, don't you?
Yeah, I think at this point in time, there's no tomorrow.
Free throw good by Wolf. Two shots from here on in for Cedar Falls as Prairie has put him in the double bonus. Listen to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids. One out of two, 64-47 lead. All the way down the lane, Smith Drejos, they let him go, and he gets the layup.
Moving back into that press right away.
18 for Smith Drejos, 64-49. Green, long up court pass, and the 6'7 Frericks pulls it down. Goes into the lane, Wolf posting up. Fakes, goes up with a leaner, too strong. Rebound, back tap, picked up by Eilers. Two on two break. And he'll hold it up for Smith Drejos. Stop and go move, takes it inside. One-hand floater good from 12, just inside the right free throw line.
And coming to life is Smith Drejos.
64-51, 4:40 to play. Prairie trying to trap all over the place now. You don't want to foul Green. He's 92%.
Well, there's the double.
And a timeout at 30 going to be taken by Cedar Falls.
Coach Schultz doesn't like what's happening out there. They didn't like their spacing in that set. I'm get the whiteboard out and talk to his kids about what we need to do. You know, there's four and a half left somewhere in that neighborhood. Think if you're Cedar Falls, yes, you talk about free throws, layups, open shots, but you know, if you get the ball in the post, you still got to make a strong move. You still got to do your things and. Don't let them double team you. Move that ball quicker.
Two timeouts apiece remaining for both teams. Prairie with Chris and Keegan Murray, Griff Clark, Smith Drejos, and Jake Eilers in there. And for Cedar Falls, Frericks, Green, Gertis, Johnson, and Wolf. Prairie gonna extend that man defense. Johnson starts to drive on Chris Murray. Tries to hand it back, gets doubled, and gets it under to Wolf, and a foul on Clark.
And Wolf going to go to the free throw line.
Not a bad guy to foul, though.
That's just it. Clark probably knew that, too, and understands. And gamble for that steal, and if you have contact, that's fine. Put him on the line.
47%. Free throw on the way. Good. Got the first one. 65-51, a 14-point lead with 4:17 to play.
Lions Lindmar down 47-49 right now. Sky, a little update there, 5 minutes to go.
Wolf plugged them both, 66-51. Cedar Falls has never trailed. Little stutter move, cross court lob pass to Eilers. Triple threat position, back into the corner now. Clark goes crossover, step back three pointer, missed everything. And the rebound to Wolf. Murray went for the steal, came up empty. And quickly the Tigers into the front court. They got it in the corner though. Johnson gonna have to get out of there. Nice spin move. Goes back door to Gertis, but he traveled with it.
Yeah, he did. He came to a jump stop and then he took an extra step in there. Looked like they were gonna get the easy one, beating the initial double team there, but Prairie caught a break.
Turnover number 12 against the Tigers. That's the only thing Prairie's winning tonight with only eight. Griff Clark on the drive and a kick. Keegan Murray backing his way in. Now goes up top to Chris. Step back three up. Off the left side, no. Rebound underneath. Smith-Dreyhaus and the turnaround is good. He's keeping Prairie in it.
Yeah, the second half he's been better. He's up to 18 on the game.
I got it for 22.
I'm going with you, Scott.
Circling in the front court, no look pass. Now back it comes with 3:10 to go to Wolf up top. On the drive, takes it in on Murray. Hanks put it up short, missed the bunny. And here comes Prairie the other way. Lead pass to Chris Murray. He got double teamed and had a swatted away from behind. 2-on-2 break, and now the Tigers almost give it right back. But Frericks comes up with it, leaner off the glass, no. And Chris Murray the rebound. Lob pass ahead, here come the Hawks. Into the lane goes Smith-Dreyhaus, lost out of bounds, and it's gonna stay with Prairie.
Neither team could keep control of it out there. Tired kids. You look out there in that break, a lot of people bent over, their hands on the knees.
Ryan Schultz saying, slow it down. They go back door to Smith-Dreyhaus who gets the easy layup.
11-point game, Scott. Anything can happen.
66-55, and another steal. Here's Keegan Murray going baseline all the way in. Double pumper off the glass, good. And timeout, Cedar Falls. As Prairie, never say die. Keegan Murray in the second half with 9. He's got 11 in the game. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 2:32 to play in the ball game. It's Prairie 66, Cedar Falls 57. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
A trip to the state tournament is on the line this Saturday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunn and me Saturday night at 6:45 for a Class 1A sub-state final as number one North Lynn takes on Clayton Ridge. The unbeaten Lynx will look for a state tourney berth against the Clayton Ridge team from the Upper Iowa Conference. That's boys Class 1A sub-state final basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one North Lynn versus Clayton Ridge. Saturday night at 6:45 right here on KGYM Sports.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn with you. Senior has finally gotten the lead over Waterloo West, 52-51. And Muscatine now ahead of Linmar on Joe Wieskamp back-to-back threes, 55-51. Here, Prairie trailed by as many as 18 going into the fourth quarter. Or make it 17 at 59-42. And now the full court pressure has really bothered Cedar Falls, and there's a foul in the backcourt on Chris Murray.
Yeah, and Cedar, this is going to be very, very important for Cedar Falls if they can convert at the free throw line, Scott. Cedar Falls forgetting about one of the Murrays down there in the corner. They're going to have to find him. Now A.J. Green spies him and gets back.
Frericks, a 73% foul shooter, and got the first one. Of course, he hit the game winner at Kennedy right after Christmas. That we did. Back to double digits, and 1 out of 2, and the rebound to Smith-Dreyhaus. Circling right all the way down. Griff Clark and finishes with a right hand on the layup.
He didn't want to foul. Cedar Falls had let it go.
Ball tipped out of bounds. Oh, they gave it to Prairie and then changed their minds. They're going to give it to Cedar Falls.
Yeah, official, I think, just made the mistake on which way to point there. He was right there and saw the whole thing.
67-59, full court pressure, still 2:14 to play. Curtis hands it back to Green. Green's been a non-factor, if I can say that here. Oh. And he was looking up and coming from behind. Griff Clark came up with a steal. And now we've got a kick.
Got a kick
on Clark.
Justin Stockdale right there on the call. And Clark trying to keep it alive, and he's doing it any way he could, kicking it. That's what he does. But so it's going to wind up being Cedar Falls inbound right in front of us.
Wolf looking to get it in, still trying to get it in. Has to finally lob it to Prairie. It's off his hands, going to go to Prairie.
Jake Eilers overplaying it right there.
Cedar Falls with 7 fourth quarter turnovers.
And they're talking to Hammond says AJ's basically posting up out there. Just throw it to him and let him go get it. That AJ being Green.
Pull up, deep three off, no, by Griff Clark, and the rebound to Johnson. That would have got Prairie within five. We're under 2 minutes to play. Johnson in the backcourt. Trapp picks up the dribble. Tries to go up top, and the pass after a collision goes out of bounds. Going to be Prairie ball as Chris Murray and Gertis hit the deck.
Play Cedar Falls right now just acts like they've never seen a press before. They're throwing it all over the gym. They're not attacking. They're double team. They're backing out of it.
And a 17-point lead going into the quarter. Inside, Smith-Drehaus fouled as he went with the back cut. Going to go against Frericks. That'll be his second.
Frericks down there trying to block. He got a piece of him. Make him earn it from the free throw line. He's good. He's really good at shooting free throws. He's got great percentage.
Smith-Drehaus in the line, an 80%er, and got the first one to go. In the second half, Max Smith-Drehaus with 16 points. He's got 25 in the game. Second one, good. Got them both. Prairie with the pressure. Down six now. 67-61. Throw over the top. Now they got a breakaway and a layup.
Big for Cedar Falls.
Wolf with the easy bucket. 69-61. Spin move inside. Left hand layup good. And the finish for Griff Clark. He's got 18. Full court pressure. Sideline pass. 1:15 to play. Johnson quickly into the front court. He's triple teamed. And a timeout by Cedar Falls to save the possession. And it will be a 30 or full?
Full
timeout. And that will lead the Tigers. That's it. They're out.
Ford has them with zero, so gonna have to play through it here.
That's a big story too, because if you can't get it in, you have no timeouts to call.
And you know, this is interesting, Scott. What momentum does for you. They have a 6-point lead with about a minute left in the game, right? And you look at the Cedar Falls bench. They're the ones that are slumping down, dejected, and the Prairie kids are the ones up going. And normally you would say, hey, 6-point lead with a minute up, I'll take that any time. We're a minute left in the game. And right now, Cedar Falls got to get their head back in this ball game. The Prairie Hawks are being the aggressor and taking it at them.
21-10 Prairie run here in the fourth quarter, fueled by the defense. Prairie will come out with the Murrays, Griff Clark, Jake Eilers, and Smith-Drehaus. It'll be Johnson to inbound against Chris Murray. Face guarding him. Looking, they get it in to Frericks. And Frericks fouled immediately by Keegan Murray. But only his first.
Not letting any clock run. That's a two shot. That's got to help Cedar Falls' mindset a little bit going up there.
But you send a sophomore to the line. Pretty good free throw shooter at 70%. One out of two in the game, though. Free throw on the way. Got it. Nothing but net.
Looked good there.
7-point game, so it's a three-possession lead now for Cedar Falls. Second one right through. Got them both. Ice water in the veins. Prairie with a minute five to play. Clark bounced to the corner. Right back it comes to Griff.
Zone. 1-3-1.
To the corner. Murray three. Too strong. Eilers the rebound. Back to Chris. His three. Good. Full court pressure. Chris Murray with his first points. To the sideline. Johnson splitting a double team. Had it taken away. Now it's loose and Cedar Falls gets it back. Green into the front court. Through traffic. Gave it up. Gives it over to Johnson. You don't want to foul Green here.
That's who they got to get is Johnson when he gets it up front.
Foul, Smith-Drehaus. That'll be his third 5-point game. And Isaiah Johnson to the line. He's 1-for-1 and a 56%er.
I just heard Coach Schultz talk to his kids, say you're back to the man-to-man right now defensively. Last possession was 1-3-1, and Prairie found the gaps pretty easy.
One more coming up, trying to make it a three-possession game. 72-66, got them both. Johnson with a couple, 36.5 to go for Prairie. They need threes in a hurry and points in a hurry. Smith-Dreha, stutter dribble, drives in. They let him go, and he gets the reverse layup. Timeout for the Hawks with 28.6 to go. And will this be the 30? Yes, this will be the 30. It leaves Prairie with one.
5.8. Cedar Falls has to get it in. And as you've noted, Scott, they don't have any timeouts where they can call it if they get in trouble. They can run the baseline. If you're Cedar Falls, though, you can run the baseline. You would think they got to find, they got to design something to get Green the basketball. And he hasn't touched it a whole lot here coming down. Prairie's really been denying. And they may intentionally be letting somebody just throw it into him and then go foul that person instead of letting Green get it. But Prairie's going to sub Levi Usher too, Scott. He's one of the best athletes on this team, in this school, really. Let him go out there athletically and chase and deny.
Prairie with the full court pressure. They will not guard the inbounder, and they get it into Frericks, fouled immediately by Usher. Third on Levi. And double bonus in effect for a long time. Now they're going to take everybody off the free throw line.
They don't want to commit a foul. They're going to concede if he misses that second shot. They'll concede it and be back in transition.
Missed the first one. Stays 73-68. Eilers in for Usher now.
Offense for defense. Murray's are going to get back and camp in the corner, Scott.
Stretch so a drive and a kick.
Stretch the defense.
Frerich's second free throw on the way. Swished it. 7-point lead, or 6-point lead, 74-68. Clark across the timeline in a hurry. Clark using the screen, had to give it up. 20 seconds to play. Back to Chris Murray. 25-footer good. Nothing but net for Chris Murray. And Prairie's going to use that final timeout. One possession game, Phil.
Down there, 14-7. All they're going to need is a turnover if you're Cedar Rapids Prairie.
And they've come close on several occasions. 74-71. As Prairie has got this thing back to a three-point game. This has been an unbelievable comeback.
Yes, it has. It really looked like Cedar Falls had this one sewn up and was going to take it to the bank, but boy, Prairie hasn't given up. They kept battling.
Winner will get either Kennedy or Mason City coming up, and that will be on Tuesday night at the U.S. Cellular Center. And Prairie has not given up in this game. What a comeback from down 17. And Prairie's got it within three.
Well, you know too, Scott, what's going to happen here is so Cedar Falls, they inbound, Green's the inbounder. Okay, he's the inbounder. See if they change that this time. He's their best passer, best decision maker, so that's what they like to do. They aren't going to have him in.
They're going to change it up.
And then Prairie's going to double team him right away. Johnson's going to be the trigger man on this.
They won't guard the inbounder. They'll play 5-on-4. Johnson looking, finally gets it into Gertis. Gertis in the backcourt, flips it to Johnson, and the senior is fouled. 11.4 to go. Pick a Hawk. And it's going to go against Chris Murray.
And Johnson gets two again. Really here, Scott, it's two to make one. If he gets it to four, then it becomes much more difficult.
Johnson, the left-hander, the senior, with the first one up and good. Big free throw. You want your seniors at the free throw line.
Nice little adjustment there by Cedar Falls to have A.J. Green not inbound at that time.
75-71, 11.4 seconds remaining in the game. Second free throw right through.
Coach Schultz saying, do not foul a three-point shooter.
9 seconds. Here's Clark. Comes off the ball screen. Going to have to get it off in a hurry. Clark a drive. A kick to Chris Murray. Three. Going to be short. Rebound. Put back up. Good, but that's it. Smith-Dreha's with the final bucket of his career. And the comeback falls 3 points short.
Amazing comeback, Scott, that was by Cedar Rapids Prairie. That's not going to make it hurt any less, though. They never quit out there, the Hawks.
Cedar Falls, 76. Cedar Rapids Prairie, 73. We'll come back and wrap it up on the postgame. After this two-minute timeout, you're listening to Substate Semifinal Basketball from KGYN.
If it's time to top off, flush, or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $11.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month. Protect your engine with Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Welcome back to the postgame show from Cedar Rapids Prairie after a wild one. Didn't look for a while like it was going to be a wild one, but Cedar Falls led from start to finish, jumped out to an 11-1 lead, and the Tigers hang on, literally and figuratively, and they get the win tonight, 76-73. They go to the sub-state final for the second straight year. They won it last year in dramatic fashion against Linmar, and they will take on either Kennedy or Mason City. And that will be coming up on Tuesday night in the late game at 8 o'clock. Cedar Falls now 16-7, and Prairie, they closed the year at 14-8. What a comeback, though, by the Prairie Hawks.
It was, Scott. It was about, I don't know, the 4:30-ish mark right in there. Boy, it really looked like Cedar Falls had this thing in hand and had everything going in their direction. Then all of a sudden, Prairie found the mark offensively and got after it defensively, and that full court press rattled Cedar Falls a little bit. But they made just enough free throws and enough plays down the stretch to finish this thing out.
Two great individual performances in the ball game tonight. A.J. Green for Cedar Falls, and then, man, in his final game, Max Smith-Trejos had 30 points tonight, the senior for Prairie.
Yeah, terrific effort by Max Smith-Trejos. He's going to not going to like the fact that they lost this one, but he did everything he could, especially that second half. He really got things going on the offensive end, and he carried the load. When Cedar Falls was giving them the drive to take away the three, he made them pay several times with that and got to the free throw line as well. And just terrific. He's had a terrific career, Smith-Trejos, along with Jake Eilers. He's had just a wonderful career for the Prairie Hawks as well. Got a couple, few threes in there in this ball game too, and I'll tell you, it's a fun time of year, but it's a tough time of year too, because somebody's got to play their final game somewhere along there, and that's always a very difficult thing to do.
Well, let's take a look at the final scoring in this one unofficially for the Cedar Falls Tigers. They win it tonight, 76-73, and for CF, they had three in double figures tonight. Led by A.J. Green, had 29, but did not score in the fourth quarter. They kind of forgot about him a little bit. And Prairie doubled him up, too, in that fourth quarter.
They changed their defensive strategy there. Like you said, yeah, they started doubling him and making him give it up a little bit, which maybe I thought they'd do that a little bit earlier in the ball game. But, yeah, some of those other kids made enough plays. The Johnson kid did a lot of good things out there for him, too, down the stretch.
19 for Isaiah Johnson. Hit some free throws. He was 5 out of 5. Seniors make free throws, and that's what he did at the end for Cedar Falls. Logan Wolf, the sophomore, also in double figures tonight. As Wolf, make sure I got this right here, ends up with 11 points in the ball game for the Tigers. 11 for Wolf. 6 points for Jackson Frericks. All, well, 4 out of 6 from the line and 2 from the field. Jack Campbell with 2 and Reese Gardner with a free throw for 1. For the Prairie Hawks, they end their season at 14-8 tonight. 3 in double figures, led by Max Smith Grayhost team and game high honors with 30 points, 21 of those in the second half. 6'1 senior. He's going to make some coach very happy next year wherever he's going to play basketball.
Yeah, he is a dynamite ball player. He does so many things well for it. For the Cedar Falls Tigers, and it's going to translate well to the college game.
Yeah, and ended up with a total of 30 tonight. Griff Clark was outstanding as well. He'll be back next year. 18 points for Clark. Keegan Murray with 11. Chris Murray had 2 long threes at the end for 6 points. Jake Eilers had 6 points tonight. And Darren Kilpatrick off the bench with 2. The bench scoring was 8-3 in favor of Prairie. Prairie caused Cedar Falls to turn it over 17 times in the ball game tonight, while Prairie turned it over 10 times tonight. Cedar Falls won it at the free throw line. They were 17 of 23 in the ball game, while Prairie was only 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Each team was 7 three-pointers in the ball game, and Prairie out-2'd Cedar Falls 22-17. Another final to throw your way. Iowa City West, no problem with Pleasant Valley tonight. They went at 71-44, and Lindmar's season came to an end. Muscatine came back behind Joe Wieskamp and beat the Lions tonight. I believe there it is, 61-55. The final score. Des Moines Hoover over Roosevelt tonight, 44-30 as well. We'll give you more scores here in just a little bit. How about final rebounding numbers?
Well, rebounding, Cedar Falls 1 plus 10, 30-20 in total rebounds. Individuals, so you look at it here, Isaiah Thompson with 7, Ben Gertis with 6, 5 for Logan Wolf, 4 for Reese Gardner off the bench, 3 rebounds for A.J. Green, and contributing 2 is Jackson Frericks. 1 dead ball team rebound for the Tigers, 6 offensive, 22 defensive, total of 30 for Cedar Falls. For Cedar Rapids Prairie, Griff Clark leads the way. He actually gets game-high honors here. Well, he ties Isaiah Johnson with game-high honors with 7 rebounds, 5 of those coming in the second half. 5 rebounds apiece for Max Smith-Drehouse as well as Jake Eilers. And then each contributing 1 rebound is Chris Murray and Levi Usher. 1 dead ball rebound for the Hawks. Only 3 offensive rebounds in this ball game for Cedar Rapids Prairie. 17 defensive, total of 20. So plus 10 for Cedar Falls, and that helped them as well as their shooting and A.J. Green out there to a victory here tonight.
Some of the other scores, I mentioned Lindmar fell to Muscatine. Senior came back to beat Waterloo West, 72-66. It's going to be Senior and Hempstead. The top 2 seeds will meet, so one of the Dubuque teams out of the MVC is going to go to the state tournament. Also, final score, see if we can find some more here before we set sail here tonight. And of course, now that I want to find some,
I'll throw in there for the future Hawk fans. It sounds like Wieskamp had a monster of a ball game over there against the Lions. 31 points and 13 rebounds. 18 of those points came in the second half when they needed them.
Yep, did it late right there. Dubuque Senior, 72, Waterloo West, 66. Got that one several times. And Abraham Lincoln beat Lewis Central, 68-61. So Council Bluffs Lincoln will move on Ankeny leading 47-39 over Waukee at the end of the third. And the other side of that is Des Moines North and Des Moines East. And that would be, that would resonate around the state tonight if Waukee goes down.
Yeah, because a lot of people out there in Waukee says they might be the next one to challenge Iowa City West for that state title when you look at it on paper there.
Hempstead beat Jefferson tonight 87-59. North Scott beat Davenport Central tonight by a score of 60-59.
And that was a close. That was we knew that would be a dogfight going into that one as well. Did you get the Bettendorf scores?
I have not.
Well, Bettendorf won 73-50.
So it's going to be Bettendorf taking on North Scott in a sub-state final coming up. And that will be next Tuesday night as well, as tonight was for the 4A's. They had the stage all to themselves. Johnston leading Ames 37-36 as they go into the fourth quarter. Two good teams in a CIML right there. Well, Cedar Falls advances. If they play Kennedy, it would be the third meeting of the year. Cedar Falls won the first two. You know what they always say.
That old adage going into that one. And, they won them on the two, both home and away. Cedar Falls swept that series. And, if that happens, Mason City, my understanding is they got a pretty nice ball club, too. They must, because they beat Waterloo East by double figures, and that Waterloo East ball club was playing well down the end of the year. So Coach McCowan was here watching this game tonight, Cougars.
Sure, Mason City might have been somewhere in the crowd. Well, yeah. Probably not, because they are digging out from about a foot of snow. So
have to rely on that huddle, all that technology they got.
Absolutely.
Now, Scott.
Absolutely. Probably not to risk coming down here. And we mentioned the Cedar Falls team is very, very young. Probably going to be at least the top five going into next year, maybe even the top three team next year. They got sights set on good things this year. But for Cedar Rapids Prairie, I don't think anybody saw them with 14 wins going into this season and the way it came out. And great job to continue the building that Jeremy Rickardson has done here with his coaching staff. Yeah, you're going to lose a biggie in Smith Trejos.
Yeah, and Jake Eilers.
And Jake Eilers, too.
Three starters. Logan Servicek in there. He not one that was going to score many points, but he had been a starter this year, and even parts of last year, I think he was a starter as well. So three of those guys going, but they got some young kids there, too, with the Murrays. And then you got Griff Clark will be back again for his senior year.
Levi Usher.
Levi Usher is just a terrific athlete out there.
Pretty good sophomore group, too, that Prairie had this year.
Yeah, so you start putting the pieces together, and, you look forward to it. It was even the kids that, Scott, that didn't get a lot of minutes for the Prairie Hawks, the senior group was a very good group of kids. You look at Matt Lorenz, he got a few minutes in there. The Nearling kid, I can go down the list here. Cade Chatham, some of these kids that didn't get minutes, but just really, really good kids. They came and they practiced hard every day and gave great efforts. And they helped make those other kids better as moving forward here, too. So you want to give a shout-out to those kids as well.
Not going to be a real tall team again next year for Prairie.
No, they're going to want
a couple guys. Zach Johnson might play a little some playing time next year. We'll see.
Be a senior year. He's at 6'6". You see what happens with him. That's kind of – nobody really has a whole lot of size, Scott, when you look at it. So I guess you play with what you got and go get them.
Well, we look forward to seeing them in the future, no doubt about that. And we're going to be back with you tomorrow night. We'll be up in Manchester at West Delaware High School. It'll be North Lynn going for a state tournament berth as the Lynx will be taking on Clayton Ridge out of the Upper Iowa Conference. And we'll be on there at 6:40 or so tomorrow night on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. See if we can get North Lynn to the state championship coming up. Looking forward to seeing Mr. Helmer tomorrow.
That'll be
all the Helmers.
That'll be a good one. Yeah, was there three generations?
That's right.
So,
dad, son, and son.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound ignorant on this. Did the North Lynn girls make it, Scott?
Yes.
I think they did.
Yep.
I thought that. I didn't want to say without verifying. So if the boys could get there, you got your boys and girls team there, it'd be just a stellar year for the Lynx and boys in basketball in general.
So Monday, we'll be back with you from the U.S. Cellular Center for boys basketball, as game one will be Xavier and Dubuque Wallert, followed by game two, center pointer Urbana and number one, West Delaware. And then coming up as well on Tuesday night, we'll have Iowa City West and Muscatine for you on the boys' side. And if Kennedy wins tomorrow night, we'll have the Cougars and Cedar Falls, the third meeting in the sub-state game.
Well, a lot of good basketball, Scott. If they're as exciting as this one in the final 4 minutes, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the girls' basketball next week as well. Three games coming up on Monday. At least one more coming up on Tuesday. So a lot of basketball coming your way next week. And Phil, we'll let you get your weekend off to a good start. Hopefully we're not shoveling. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, that's going to wrap things up here from Cedar Rapids Prairie. Big thanks to Rocky Bennett, the athletic director here, for all his help. Big thanks as well to Jeff Downing, our in-studio producer and engineer. And also a big thanks to all the great sponsors of high school basketball, as well as everybody for tuning in to this one tonight. Final score of this Class 4A sub-state semifinal. The Cedar Falls Tigers move on as Cedar Falls holds off Cedar Rapids Prairie 76-73. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Prairie High School.